Yeah. Okay. You might need a translator, but Kim's the
think
woman. Kim's the woman. She'll be able to do for you. Well, good evening. And it's a real blessing and a true privilege to be able to come and share about my journey with you all today. And I know most of you don't know much about the journey. I could talk for hours about this journey, but I'm not going to. Church services in Jamaica, an average of 3 hours long. James wasn't buying that tonight. But I'd like to thank Pastor James for inviting me, and especially because he and Kim have walked so many steps of this journey with me. I love you both very much. So my journey began back in February 2014 when I came to Kokomo with five others from Northern Ireland to go through our great banquet weekends. We've just talked about the banquet, we've talked about the awakening. I very nearly didn't come, but God spoke to me while I was on a mission trip the previous October, struggling through my first experience of real spiritual warfare. He said, "You must go. I have much more to show you." And I wasn't clear about where God wanted me to go, but he gently guided and directed me to come and experience a weekend that would ultimately change my life. In November of 2014, more than 80 folk from Indiana came to the castle in Castle Whelan to help us put on our first set of three-day discipleship weekends. At the same time, God began to weave his beautiful tapestry. Because of some cultural differences, we adapted the format. The Irish always have to do it differently. And the banquet became the way in Northern Ireland for our second set of discipleship weekends in February 2015. There were fewer talks, more discussion time, more time for reflection, and of course the essential tea and coffee breaks, but still the same scripture-based theme throughout the weekend. Be still and know that I am God. As well as being on team for many of the way weekends, I was also catering manager in the castle for 6 years until last August, but more about that later. As many more Kokomo folk came to Ireland to serve on team with us, I made a lot of dear friends, including your pastor, James, and his lovely wife, Kim. I love you. Most of the time. Love you all the time, just another piece of God's tapestry. Some Kokomo friends had mentioned a few times that the Jamaican Great Banquet was also going to be adapted and become the way. Again, because it is more suitable to the laid-back Jamaican culture. Yes, the Jamaicans are even more laid-back than the Irish, and they drink tea and they eat biscuits, not cookies, biscuits. Okay. Your biscuits are scones, your cookies are biscuits. They said I should go and meet Pinto, the Jamaican cook, who had a similar fiery, I prefer lovable personality to mine. That thought went on to my bucket list along with a lot of other dreams. The next piece of exciting news was that Goshen, Indiana had decided to embrace the way, and Adrian Truesdale and myself were invited to come and be on team. We were delighted to come back to Indiana in April 2016 and to have an opportunity to reconnect with close friends in Kokomo, as well as make many new friends from Goshen and Galveston and other parts of Indiana. So many of you folk have become dear to my heart, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I truly could not walk this path without the network of friends that God has surrounded me with. This was also a time during which God healed me in body, mind, and spirit. Psalm 30, verse 2, "Lord, my God, I called to you for help and you healed me." I was in the middle of a 7-month period of sick leave from work, so committing to the way Goshen meant putting my faith and trust totally in my miracle-working God. And as he promises in Isaiah 41:10, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Then in verse 13, for I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. And as we sang earlier, he never lets go. My miracle working God did hold me firmly by the right hand and anointed my path during those weeks, both in Kokomo and in Goshen, especially during the way weekends. I returned home renewed and refreshed, confident that physical healing was continuing, but more importantly, I felt a profound touch of the Holy Spirit. I was able to return to my catering manager post in July 2016, and again, God spoke to me, saying, I have healed you for a purpose. I vowed to honour his healing by serving him in a much more tangible, spirit-led way. One of my key verses is from Ephesians 6, verse 7. Serve wholeheartedly as if you're serving the Lord, not men. And whilst I was so thankful for the many opportunities that we had had to serve our wonderful Saviour together, I prayed and I asked God so many times to allow me to return to Indiana, even just one more time. It was my heart's desire that I could once again worship with and maybe serve alongside some of my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. God granted me that wish and much, much more. Some folk who had been to Jamaica and served on way teams in Ireland again encouraged me to consider going to Highgate, Jamaica, where the CSI Mission House is. CSI is short for Christian Service International, and that's the ministry that I am involved in. I had met Mike Ginter, the CSI Jamaica field director, when he came to Northern Ireland for his banquet weekend. We share a similar passion for outreach ministry amongst those most needy, especially in unreached, deprived areas. However, it didn't seem there would be a right time for a Jamaica trip, what with my work schedule and the timing of their way weekends, until I realised that I would be due 5 weeks vacation in January 2017. A close friend from Kokomo told the lay director for the Jamaican Ladies Weekend that I was available and willing to go, so she invited me to be on team. Answered prayer and a wish ticked off my bucket list, or was there more to it? The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. From 1 Thessalonians 5:24, and that is now my life verse. I came to Indiana in January 2017 to spend time with as many friends as possible before flying to Jamaica. You see, I truly thought that this would be my last time in the States, as I had already decided to retire from my post at the castle, as God nudged me to be still and listen. I knew that he wanted me to be more available for outreach and evangelism, and as I thought, to fulfill the mission on my doorstep, which was my great passion, and I preach that so often, the mission on your doorstep. We all have a mission on our doorstep, and we all do. So this would mean that I probably couldn't afford any more trips across the pond, so the added bonus of a trip to Jamaica would be an exciting once-in-a-lifetime adventure. But God's plans were different from mine. As we all know, his ways, his timing, and his plans are always perfect. Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. We must allow, friends, we must allow God to change us from within so that he can use us to help others. Let me repeat that again. We must allow God to change us from within so that he can use us to help others. As we work in a way that pleases him, he equips us with his perfect peace. By the second night at the mission house in Highgate, my heart for sharing the simple gospel with the lost in Northern Ireland was extended to the Jamaican people. On that night, God told me that my doorstep mission was going to move around 5,000 miles. Doesn't he have a sense of humor? Once again, I clearly heard him say, "I have healed you for a purpose." As teams travel from Montego Bay on the 3-hour journey to the Mission House in Highgate, the stark contrast of the popular vacation stroke wedding resorts and the living conditions in the poorest parish on the island is obvious. Tourism is the island's number one industry, followed by the export of bauxite and the famous Blue Mountain coffee. Jamaica is the second poorest Caribbean country with a struggling economy. Some of you may have spent vacation time in Negril, Montego Bay, or Ocho, where the cruise ships dock. The natives who work in those resorts may earn as little as $7 per day. Duns River Falls is probably the island's largest tourist attraction. 95% of Jamaicans have never seen the falls. In fact, most of them have never been to a beach, even though the closest one might be just 30 minutes away. The CSI Mission House is in St. Mary Parish, which is the poorest parish on the island. And as you approach Highgate, along roads that are no better than dirt tracks, and see the shacks that most families call home, the deprivation is evident. Highgate does have some thriving small businesses, mainly due to the input of CSI and other Christian organisations. We have been in the area for more than 30 years. You're seeing on screen some random images which show small house builds, schools which have been painted, and students who are able to attend school because of our student support programme. All made possible by teams who have come to Highgate on short-term mission trips. The mission house sleeps up to 48 people, not including staff quarters. It has air conditioning and very nice bathrooms. The showers are cold and water is often rationed. There are shuttered windows and comfy bunk beds in dorm-style rooms. It is a gated community with guard dogs and nighttime security. And our teams tell us that they always feel very safe. So, back to my first trip to Jamaica. A lasting impression was how thankful the ladies were to receive a simple welcome pack as they arrived as guests on Thursday night to begin their 3-day discipleship weekend. These packs contained a toothbrush, toothpaste, washcloth, soap, and deodorant. Many ladies arrived with just one change of clothes in a plastic carrier bag. When they realized that for 3 days they would stay in a house with electricity, water, showers, sleep in a clean bed, and eat 3 meals a day, the delight in their hearts was evident, and I was so humbled. During that time serving on the way team, I fell in love with the Jamaican people. Their thankfulness for everything they had, which was often not much at all, and their ability to praise and worship God like I'd never witnessed before, moved me to tears many times. As we women prayed together and relationships developed, all cultural barriers were broken down and my faith was strengthened. These weekends are often life-changing, and this one certainly was for me. As I left Jamaica, I was conscious of the needs of the Highgate people, practical, emotional, and spiritual. I prayed that I could answer God's call to return and help provide the constant of God's love in action. My heart was breaking for these beautiful people. Back in Kokomo, February 2017, each time I shared about Jamaica, the tears flowed freely. A good friend who had heard me speak invited me to be on his Jamaican team in August 2017. I laughed and said I couldn't because the castle is so busy in August, but Tim asked me to pray about it and keep in touch. The seed was planted, and I did pray fervently, still thinking it was impossible.
However, when back in the castle, I checked my work calendar. That August week was free. The first time in my 6 years working there that August was not fully booked with guests in the castle. So I said yes to Tim. And 3 days later, I said yes again to serving the following week on the ladies' Jamaican team. My manager, Andrew, granted me 3 weeks off so I could spend a few days in Indiana after Jamaica. He told me later, actually at my leaving due, that he knew how much I had been impacted by my first trip and that it was obvious a huge piece of my heart was in Jamaica. The one who called you is faithful and he will do it. As I planned to book flights, God challenged me to truly walk in his way. I woke countless mornings at 3 a.m. to hear God say, I'm going to test your faith in a big way. Will you truly trust me and obey my will? Those three words, faith, trust, and obey, finally made me realize what he wanted me to do. If I retired from my post at the castle, my trip to the States and Jamaica could be 90 days, which is the longest you can stay without a visa. When I made this decision, all uncertainties about finances and practicalities disappeared. I was filled with the most perfect peace, a peace that has remained with me throughout this journey. In John 14, verse 7, we are reminded that the Holy Spirit's work in our lives brings deep and lasting peace. We have no need to fear the present or the future. Jesus says, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. I left the castle with the blessing of my employers who continue to bless and support me. I was and still am humbled and overwhelmed by the generosity of close friends in Kokomo, Galveston and Goshen who have opened their homes to me, both short term and for longer periods. God's amazing tapestry again. I am truly blessed. Long story short now, when the CSI executive director learned of my plans and knowing my heart for the Jamaican people, he asked me to consider applying to be a missionary in Jamaica. Wow. 57 then? Wow. No, I shouldn't be doing this. These are for 20-year-olds. But I sought counsel and prayer from my pastor and my church elders and also from two dear pastor friends here in Indiana. And I submitted my application. The following Sunday, a girl in my home church, whom I had helped cater a function with, gave me a thank you card with a notelet inside. It read from Psalm 139:9-10, if I rise on the wings of dawn and settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. She had no idea of my plans. I cried that morning. This was just one of many confirmations that led me to where I am today. In Genesis 12, verses 1 to 3, God promises to bless Abram and to enable him to be a blessing on one condition. He had to leave home, his friends and family, and all things familiar, knowing that he would encounter obstacles, opposition, setbacks, and uncertainty. My Bible application for these verses says, if God is leading you to a place of greater service and usefulness for him, don't let the comfort and security of your present position make you miss his plans for you. God's plans and his timing are perfect. I came back to the States last August, spent 2 weeks in Jamaica when it was confirmed to me that I wanted to be the hands and feet of Christ in that place on a more permanent basis. I was interviewed by the CSI board on my return to Indiana in September and accepted as a missionary. The position was pending a successful visa application, raising support and attending mission school in Colorado. To begin raising awareness, I spoke at churches here in Indiana and also back in Ireland when I returned in November. I traveled back to Indiana in early January this year and spent 8 weeks in Jamaica. Each time I return to the island, it's like going home. I got to experience a much broader spectrum of life in Highgate during those 8 weeks, working with families who have had houses built by teams which come to the mission house. My role as discipleship and outreach coordinator for women and families will involve offering spiritual guidance, prayer support, and practical help to those who have recently given their lives to Christ or recommitted their lives due to experiencing God's love in a tangible way. Another huge part of my role will be follow-up and discipleship after the Jamaican Way weekends, encouraging folk to connect with a local church and to pursue reunion groups and Bible studies. My prayer is that they will extend their Bible knowledge to real-life application. I shall also be available for counselling with those families who can't afford to send their kids to school and have not been able to join our student support programme. Please take time at the end, folks, to talk to me about any of our ministries, which I have just briefly mentioned. The main ones are small house building, the student support program, the Way discipleship weekends, our prayer Bible study reunion groups, and Fast and Pray, which is a new international initiative. It was very difficult to leave Jamaica in March. But every step of this journey has been ordained by God. And I knew there was still work to do before my final transition to the place where my heart now truly lies. When I returned to Ireland in April and spoke at my home church, God reaffirmed his assurances to me, his promises for my future and how he would reward me. In Mark 10, 29 and 30, Jesus says, no one who has left home, our brothers, our sisters, our mother, our father, our children, our fields, for me in the gospel, will fail to receive 100 times as much in the present age. No one will fail to receive 100 times as much. That made the decision to give up my house back in Ireland really easy. Again, I was filled with that perfect peace because I know that I am following God's perfect will for my life. So I shall, at the end of November, go back to Ireland, pack up my belongings. I will store some, I will sell some, and I'll give most of them away. And I already have 3 offers of places to stay when I return on short-term deputation visits. God's beautiful tapestry being woven even further. I returned to Indiana 5 weeks ago to resume speaking at churches and connecting with individuals who have pledged their prayer funding partnership with me. I am eternally grateful to each and every person who has encouraged me and inspired me on this journey. My support raising has begun. We have figured out a way to handle finances from Northern Ireland without losing huge amounts in fees and exchange rates. I will go to Jamaica for 3 weeks in August to proceed with my missionary work permit application and be part of the Way Weekends again. I really look forward to seeing how God is continuing to work in the lives of the women and their families that I've already forged relationships with. I'm also keen to rejoin Mike, our field director, and Todd and Sue Austin, our host couple at the Mission House, and of course, our amazing dedicated Jamaican staff, Pinto the cook included. From the 10th of September, I shall spend 25 days at Mission Training International in Colorado in final preparation for the mission field. Hopefully, I will be back to Jamaica permanently in early October. This depends on having raised sufficient financial support. I remind myself daily that independence is rooted in pride, but interdependence is rooted in humility, through which I am free to acknowledge my need for God and others. You can find my details on the CSI website, where under the missionary heading you will see my picture. If God lays it on your heart, there is an opportunity to support me. But most important to me are your ongoing prayers for me personally and for our ministry in Jamaica. Pray that when I'm back in Ireland briefly in November, packing up my house, that my daughter Laura, her partner Paul, and my grandkids Matthew and Mia will share the perfect peace that only God can give, knowing that I am right in the center of his will. None of them know Jesus. That breaks my heart, and I just would ask you to pray that they would finally realize their deep need of salvation and a personal relationship with him. My prayer is that they will know I am not abandoning them, but I'm following God's call. Also, please pray for my son Ryan and his partner Francesca, who live in Italy. Because I will be in Jamaica this Christmas, my family will indeed be spread across the land. Pray for the home I am seeking to find in Highgate, so that I can be right in the midst of the community that I yearn to serve. I am thankful for the mutual respect we have earned and the love that has been showered on me from those dear people who have so little themselves. In Colossians 1, 9 to 14, Paul helps us understand how best to pray for one another, even those that we do not know well. Friends, prayer is fundamental, not supplemental. The prayers of righteous people are powerful and effective. God is writing the next chapter of your life. He uses broken people like you and me to mend broken people like you and me. So, are we hearing the call of the kingdom? I pray that we do, and that in the humility of Christ, we can reach out to the lost, bringing hope to the world, filled with his power, to proclaim salvation in Jesus' name, so that the nations can put their trust in him. Those are words of a song which is so, so meaningful to me, and I would just ask that you would join us in singing it. And I pray that those words would mean so much to you as well. Thanks for listening, folk. Blessings.